we know that by God's word, just guys said, let there be light. Lights. Wow, not like Alexa turned on the lights. He took it out of nothing, and he made light. I listened to a Christian scientist talk, and he said, when God created light, he didn't like create the sunlight, because the sun wasn't made yet. He created the whole spectrum of light, from infrared to ultraviolet, everything. He just made light itself, and then he started making other things. And the sun is just like one part of light. But he made everything with his word, with his thought. Make it. Boom. When scientists now look at the immensity of the universe, it means just they can't find the ends of it. They can't find the ends of what God made. They can't figure it out. Oh, this is a good one for you guys. The Big Bang Theory. I love this one because I do street witnessing, and I run into atheists sometimes. And it's funny because when you can learn a little more than they do about what they know, it really helps get them off guard. And so I said, so what do you believe in the Big Bang Theory? Oh, yeah. You know what? Scientists don't believe in it anymore. And they go, what? I said, you didn't hear? They don't believe. I use the word believe. They don't believe in it anymore because everything they do is believing. They don't know. You can't go into the past and prove what happened in the past. Nobody can go prove it because the past. They can just speculate based on current things what probably happened in the past. So they speculate what happened. It was a Big Bang. Now, the current belief, I always use the word belief when I'm talking to them because they don't like me talking about belief, so I tell them about their belief, is that there's matter and antimatter in the universe in equal quantities. All right? Good. Pay attention, guys. You guys say, what's this all about? You talk to an atheist, this is a good thing to pay attention. Matter and antimatter, equal. Matter over here, antimatter over here. All right? And from somewhere unknown, power came, energy came. They came together, they exploded out, and made the universe. But the other thing that had to come from somewhere was all the laws of physics. The laws of physics don't happen just when you have matter and antimatter. All the laws that say this connects to this, this pushes out, this repels, this attracts, you know, all these different laws of physics. This is the scientist saying, wow, I wonder where power and laws just might come from. So if they think the matter and antimatter just happened on their own, okay, I'll give you that. So where did the scientists have no idea where these laws and power came from? Guess what? You know, well, I believe those came from God. What do you believe they came from? They just happened? You have belief. If you're an atheist, you have belief. You don't stand on facts. You don't stand on solid ground. But this God we serve made everything by his word.